From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. More information on the Istanbul airport attack. Turkey says the three suicide bombers who carried out Tuesday's attack were from Russia, Uzbekistan, and Kyrgyzstan. Turkish officials continue to believe the attack was launched by Islamic State fighters. The death toll from the blasts at Europe's third busiest airport has increased to 44. More than 230 people were wounded in the attack. The process of replacing Britain's Prime Minister, David Cameron, started in earnest Thursday. Candidates for leader of the ruling Conservative Party outlined their strategies for dealing with the consequences of last week's Brexit referendum. Boris Johnson, the flamboyant former mayor of London, has pulled out of the contest. Interior Minister Theresa May is now the favorite to replace Mr. Cameron.
There should be no general election until 2020. There should be a normal autumn statement held in the normal way at the normal time and no emergency budget. And there should be no decision to invoke Article 50 until the British negotiating strategy is agreed and clear, which means Article 50 should not be invoked before the end of this year.
There are five candidates vying for the position. A teenage Palestinian man entered a Jewish settlement in the West Bank Thursday and killed a 13-year-old Israeli-American girl. Halal Jeffa Ariel became the youngest victim in the current wave of Palestinian violence against Israelis. Security guards arrived on the scene and killed the attacker. The United Nations Children's Agency says one in five children in Iraq are now at serious risk of death, injury, sexual violence, abduction, forced recruitment into armed groups. That's according to the latest UNICEF report. This is VOA News.